Hello, and welcome to your Assess Coach Quiz Framework. The initial form will help you decide what your assessment quiz will be about and how it should look and feel. This audio will guide you through the process on this page. Feel free to pause, play, or re-listen as often as you wish. You can save this form at any time using the Save and Continue button in the bottom left corner. It's important to note that this is just a starting point, a brainstorming session, so to speak. After you submit your framework, you will get to work and design it, and within a few days, you will be able to see your quiz in action and continue to make unlimited changes and modifications. Once you see your quiz in action, you will be able to share it with others to gain valuable feedback from your ideal target market, friends, colleagues, etc. So please do take your time on this framework, but please remember, nothing is locked in stone, and it doesn't need to be anywhere near perfect at this stage. Step number one is to pick a niche or target market that you want to aim this quiz for. If you don't have a niche yet, please check out our Mastermind Month 2 video about knowing your audience. If you have multiple niches, please just pick one per quiz. It's really important that you don't aim your quiz at too many different people. You can always set up another quiz for a different niche later on, but to begin with, it will make this process much easier, and it will make your quiz a lot more powerful and compelling. Once you pick your niche, brainstorm what things that niche would like to score themselves on. What are some areas they are having the most trouble with? Then pick just one focus area for this quiz and write it down in the box provided. Step number two is to come up with a first attempt at a title and subtitle. Use that one area you listed in step one to start creating your title for your quiz. The title should reflect the pain points your niche wanted to be quizzed on. For example, discover your team leader score, or more emotionally, are you really a good enough leader? The subtitle is then there to help explain the benefits of what they get out of doing the quiz assessment. For example, if your niche is lawyers, it could be, find out how well you lead your team of lawyers and what key areas do you drastically need to change. Ideally, somewhere in your title or subtitle, you should try and reference your niche. For example, if your niche is lawyers, instead of, are you really a good enough leader? It could be more like, are you really a good enough leader inside your firm? Step number three is to brainstorm and come up with a first attempt of your key topics and questions. Start with your topics. These are usually related to the problem area you identified earlier on and is often similar to what you coach people on. For example, a topic might be focus or goal setting. You want a minimum of 3 topics and a maximum of 10. Then it's time to start creating your questions and statements. Ideally, you want to have around 7 or 8 questions in total. Again, this isn't fixed in stone and there is no perfect number of questions. An example question might be, how do you feel about your focus right now? Note that the answers will fall into 4 categories, which are struggling, frustrated, doing well, and successful. You can customize your answers once we create your quiz. Again, just have a go. There are no right or wrong answers. When ready, click on the next button on the bottom right of the screen to answer a few simple design and technical questions. If you have any further questions, please email support@assess.coach or post in the Mastermind Community Forum.